Welcome to a Mr. Richards podcast of ESL in HCMC, Episode 11, Blue Idioms. I am your host, Mr. Richard, broadcasting to you from the bustling Vietnamese metropolis. This 11th episode of English as a Second Language in Ho Chi Minh City will teach you common idioms and expressions using the word blue. This episode was co-written by a fellow teacher here in Ho Chi Minh City, Teresa Chung. The transcript and learning guide can be found at our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com. Now, let's begin. The color blue is one of the three primary colors. Blue has many different shades, such as sky blue, baby blue, and navy blue. Blue can be associated with royalty, but it is also the color of the common man. Almost everyone, rich or poor, owns a pair of blue jeans. Blue is, of course, one of the more attractive eye colors. However, if any other part of your body were blue, it would mean something is very wrong. This is evident in many blue expressions and idioms. Here are some common expressions using the word blue. To feel blue. To feel blue means to feel sad. To turn blue, or to go blue. To turn blue means to become cold. Blue blood. A blue blood is a member of the highest social class. Blue collar. A blue collar worker is someone who does physical work, often in a factory. Black and blue. To be black and blue means to be severely bruised or bruised all over. Blue-eyed boy. A blue-eyed boy is a man favored by someone in authority. Boys in blue. The boys in blue refer to the police. True blue. To be true blue means to be completely loyal to something. To scream blue murder. To scream blue murder means to complain or cry out very loudly. To talk a blue streak. To talk a blue streak means to talk a lot and very fast. Once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon means to happen very rarely. Until you are blue in the face. Until you are blue in the face means that you are frustrated that no one is listening to or understanding you. Out of the blue, or a bolt from the blue. Out of the blue means to happen quickly and surprisingly. Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea means being in a dilemma or having to make a difficult choice. Now let's review these one more time. See if you can remember their meanings. To feel blue. To turn blue. To go blue. Blue blood. Blue collar. Black and blue. Blue-eyed boy. Boys in blue. True blue. To scream blue murder. To talk a blue streak. Once in a blue moon. Until you are blue in the face. Out of the blue. A bolt from the blue. Caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. Now let's try an exercise. I will read a paragraph without using any idioms. When I am done, pause this podcast and see if you can replace some of the phrases using these blue idioms and expressions. Ready? William was a member of the royal family. His father was a factory worker, but his mother was the princess. Fortunately, he was Queen Mary's favorite grandson. William often worked undercover with the police. After work, they would go to a nearby village for drinks and girls. It was very rare that William remained sober. Although his mom was always loyal to him, she never encouraged his drinking. She would often scold him again and again with no effect. One fateful night, William met this beautiful girl at the pub. She talked way too much, but he was still attracted to her. Love struck him instantly. William was too drunk to think straight, and he followed her home. The girl noticed William following her and screamed extremely loudly. Four bigger men quickly appeared. The four men surrounded him, and William found himself in a very bad situation. The four men then beat William until he was bruised all over. They did not stop until his body finally went cold. William spent the last few minutes of his life feeling sad for not listening to his mother. The end. You may now pause the podcast. Welcome back. How'd you do? Let's find out. I will now read the paragraph, this time using blue idioms and expressions. Ready? William was a blue blood. His father was a blue-collar worker, but his mother was the princess. Fortunately, he was Queen Mary's blue-eyed boy. William often worked undercover with the boys in blue. After work, they would go to a nearby village for drinks and girls. Once in a blue moon, William remained sober. Although his mom was always true blue to him, she never encouraged his drinking. She would often scold him until she became blue in the face. One fateful night, William met this beautiful girl in a pub. She talked a blue streak, but he was still attracted to her. Love struck him like a bolt from the blue. William was too drunk to think straight and followed her home. The girl noticed him following her and screamed blue murder. Four bigger men appeared out of the blue. The four men surrounded William, and he found himself caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. The four men beat William until he was black and blue. They did not stop until his body finally turned blue. William spent the last few minutes of his life feeling blue for not listening to his mother. The end. I hope you have enjoyed this podcast. Be sure to check out our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com, for updates. That's eslhcmc.podomatic.com. I will cover the other colors in future podcasts. Feel free to contact me at eslhcmc@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing your questions, comments, and suggestions. This has been a Mr. Richards podcast of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I'm your host, Mr. Richard, signing off from Vietnam. Peace.